Hello, I am Nimja, and this is No Escape. Can you imagine being caught by a mad scientist? Taken and brought to some different location. Close your eyes. And for a moment, imagine. It all begins, of course, with a chair. Not any normal chair, naturally. It is a chair with straps. One that is very solidly built, able to hold down just about anyone. And the chair is only the start of the room. The rest gets more clear the deeper you imagine yourself drifting into this story. Undoubtedly, it's just a fantasy, a simple, enjoyable tale for you to follow. Now, what I'm going to do to make it more interesting is I'm going to count down. When we're talking about mad scientists and the various devices that they have, the power of hypnosis and a few other little toys, a countdown is probably one of the most benevolent ways to slowly lose your mind. And at least here, you can know that you safely will land in that chair. Simply sinking, slowly being taken deeper. And there will be no escape. 10. Counts have this curious side effect of helping your mind to follow something. 9. Something as simple as the 10 digits leading you down. 8. Although technically I've already mentioned 4 of them. 7. As you seek to sink deeper, following the imagination of your mind landing in that chair. 6. Knowing that there will be no escape no matter how much you try. 5. And listening becomes easier and easier as you sink. 4. A strange delay in your thoughts almost makes you drop down to 3, the last numbers to pull you down. A deep trance, fully hypnotized. 1 possible solution: to drop in trance and simply follow the words as they guide you through the story, the adventure, the experience, the simple sensations that weave back and forth. The chair is there as you land on nothing. You can easily imagine not only the chair but the room it is in. There are desks filled with various implements, bottles, jars. There are shelves with symbols that must have been scrawled by some madman. There's a door leading out of this room, and the more time you take to absorb this situation, the more you realize that the straps are not fastened. You can easily get up and go to the door, open it, and try to escape. Maybe it's a trap. Maybe it's too obvious. So I wonder how your movements will go. I wonder how careful you think you need to be. There isn't much here that you could use, so maybe just open the door and carefully sneak further. The corridor behind the door must lead to somewhere. As soon as you walk, sneak into the corridor behind, everything goes dark again, and you drop even deeper. All the way down to nothing. The chair, the familiar texture beneath your body, the room still the same, various bottles, jars, test tubes, and the door, though this time the door has no doorknob. So it takes a little longer for you to rummage through the various cupboards and shelves, to look behind and around the benches, until you find something that would be strong enough to use and open the door. Is this a game? Is this you being toyed with? But there's no other way, is there? So for now, let's open the door and try again. It only takes a few steps in the corridor before everything goes black and you drop once again. Down to nothing, landing in a familiar chair. The desk is clean now. When you stand up and explore the cupboards and shelves, they are empty. The door still. Again, there's no doorknob. This time, however, when you push the door, it opens, and you see the familiar, nondescript corridor that you are sure you have seen before. Is all of this a dream, or have you set foot here before? Carefully moving through the corridor, it feels like you're getting further before you once again drop easily down to nothing. A chair. Straps. Around your body this time. The room, familiar, and yet everything seems further away now. You struggle against the bonds, but there is some give in the strap next to one of your arms. The more you wiggle, the more you are able to move just enough to undo one strap. And then the rest, of course, is much easier. There is a doorknob. There is a corridor. Will you go in again? When you look behind the chair, you notice another door. You weren't sure if that one was there before. This one opens to a similar looking corridor. Now you can choose which one do you walk into. Which direction, if any, is an escape? There must be a way out. Do you go into the corridors, or do you think it's time to stubbornly wait? The lights go out and you drop, going blank, down to nothing. You wake up in the chair again, and you can see yourself clearly. You can see the chair that you're in, the straps holding you in place. A giant mirror reflecting your own predicament back to you. What will you do? Will you struggle again? Try to escape? Helplessly attempt after attempt, sinking deeper with every drop. Or will you give in? Admit that there is no escape. Accept that the only way is down. Maybe by going down, there is a way out. Perhaps by giving in and going deeper into trance, there is no escape. 10. There once was a countdown. 9. Long ago. 8. That already pulled you down. 7. As this one. 6 brings you further. 5 into trance. 4 3 2 1 Drop down to nothing. The texture of the chair beneath you, the feeling of the straps in their place. One of them is loose enough to try and escape again. What will you do? How deep? In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you'll have to accept that you've fallen quite deeply. Otherwise, you may awaken, realizing how deep you were before. Accept. Will you actually truly wake up, or is it just another game? Enjoy. There is no escape.